Anyhow, getting back to HCC, of course, I want to chat with you about the data that did just come out with atezo-bev and maybe other similar combinations that we might want to look to the future. But I'm going to ask you the question. It seems like I've asked a million times, and everybody kind of says, microenvironment, and I never really get it. So I'm going to give you a shot because you're the translational person, which is, what is your vision about really the mechanism of why anti-angiogenics and checkpoint inhibitors seem to be synergistic? Simple question, right?
Yeah, simple question. And, you know, the simple answer is we have a lot of models, and we do have some answers. If this is correct, I can't tell you, but, I'm happy to explain to you the models. So number one is a very simple one. We do know that anti-VEGF therapy repairs vessels. So in other words, similar to cytotoxic chemotherapy that cannot diffuse into the tumor, immune cells also have to get into the tumor. And we believe that if you actually fix the vasculature, that will improve T cells invade tumors. That's number one. Number two, we just talked about this. HCC is a highly vascularized tumor. We perform TACE. We use imaging to actually diagnose the disease. So a VEGF targeting approach, I think, is highly likely to be effective in HCC. The third point is VEGF is one of the growth factors that basically makes myeloid-derived suppressor cells. Myeloid-derived suppressor cells are a myeloid cell subset in the environment which, instead of maturing into a potent APC, remains immature. And what it can do, and we know this from many studies, it can suppress T cells, NK cells, and other effector functions. So if you treat a patient with anti-PD-1 and you want the T cells to be active, you have on the other side these MDSCs, these suppressor cells, which kind of inhibit T cell function. So basically, this is a different way of releasing the brakes by making these MDSCs go away. You are aware of other approaches, anti-CFSR, for instance, and others where, we try to block the cell population, but it appears that this cell population is really critical in the environment, and it basically hinders the T cells from killing tumor cells. And since VEGF is one of the growth factors for these cells to mature, we block VEGF with bevacizumab, and that's why the T cell treatment becomes more effective.
Interesting.